This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, April 26th. It will be stormy in Dallas today with early morning, afternoon, and evening thunderstorms possible. The high will be 79 and the low will be 70. Here are today's headlines. Four UT Southwestern Medical Center police officers were identified in court filings this week as those accused in the death of Kenneth Knotts, who became unresponsive as he was restrained during a mental health crisis in November 2022. Brandon Ledbetter, Anead Vihar, Barry Sechrest, and Donald McKenzie face allegations in the family's federal civil lawsuit that the officers recklessly used excessive force and killed Knotts at UT Southwestern in Dallas on November 29th of 2022. The lawsuit, originally filed last year, was amended this week to include the officers' names and details from body camera footage obtained earlier this month. Jeff Henley, the attorney representing Knotts' family, also released more body camera footage that he says shows the officers began to come up with their version of events after Knotts' death. In other news, Dallas City Council earlier this week adopted the annual plan for the city's land bank program, a framework that allows for the sale of vacant, foreclosed properties to be used for affordable housing or commercial development. The city's annual plan, a requirement of the Urban Land Bank Demonstration Program, includes hundreds of tax-delinquent parcels across the city that are eligible for sale to the land bank. The plan also lists organizations that are likely eligible to participate, including community development corporations that aim to sour development in areas marked by disinvestment. Over the summer, Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new measure that requires armed personnel on every public school campus, among other things. It's a response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde 2 years ago, which killed 19 children and two teachers. It is the deadliest school shooting that has happened in Texas. State leaders vowed to make schools safer after Uvalde. Many called for law enforcement officers at all schools to cut down on response time in case of an active shooter or other threat to students. However, critics of the new requirement note that law enforcement was criticized for the response at Robb. 80 minutes passed between when 911 was first called and when police confronted the teenage shooter. The most notable requirement is that every public school in Texas have at least one armed staffer on campus. And finally, Texas college students joined hundreds of others this week in demonstrations against the war in Gaza. These protests began popping up across the nation just days after Columbia University students in New York were arrested and charged with trespassing after camping on the school's lawn. Tensions have escalated on campuses as police arrested hundreds of protesters, including dozens in Texas. The demonstrations come as students wrap up classes, study for finals, or prepare to graduate. Campuses nationwide have had protests since October 7th. Pro-Palestinian students would like schools to divest from companies that have ties with Israel or produce the weapons used in the Gaza conflict. Students would also like university officials to call for a ceasefire in Gaza and denounce the attacks on Palestinian people. In Texas, some students are urging school leaders to publicly reject Governor Greg Abbott's executive order that charged schools with updating their free speech policies. Abbott said the order aims to tackle anti-Semitism at Texas's colleges and universities. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.